Blind Cool Tech, number 9, June 14th, 2005. I'm Larry Skutkan. Today we're going to introduce you to a new version of the Bookport firmware and show you how the update process works. First, let's discuss what's new with Bookport firmware 2.1. As you know, version 2.0 was just released in May, and it had dozens of features, including a note taker, synchronization capabilities, and many, many other things. Lots of advanced audio navigation features for what we call unindexed MP3 files. Version 2.1 is a maintenance release to Bookport firmware 2.0. It has a couple new features, one being the ability to delete an entire folder and all its files and subfolders, and that is done with the same command as deleting a file. Of course, if you have a locked file within your folder structure, that file will not get deleted. That's what locking a file is for. We also had a small bug fix that involved the fact that when you plugged into your USB port, the firmware was erasing your previous search string, so that no longer happens with version 2.1. A couple other minor things that have to do with updating the firmware. There were some cases where if your card was full and not all the firmware files were there, it was possible for you to get a half a firmware update. That's no longer possible. And one other new feature, when you traversed a folder that contained other folders in it, the Bookport was actually reading the path instead of just the name of the folder. And we changed that, so then now when you navigate, you just hear the folder name. So let's go ahead and update to this new version of the Bookport firmware, and I will show you how the update process works, and also show you tell you about the new features in this firmware. So we'll go ahead and plug the USB port into the top of the book port. We just always keep the cable connected to the computer and then just plug in the book port.
Edit box. File name N. Autoplay. R. Cancel. Look in I. 1.ht.
All right, now if you had the automatic update feature enabled as it is by default, you would automatically get notified right here. I turn mine off because I use it so often, and I usually have the updates before they're on the web anyway. But a lot of people prefer to turn them off. You know, if you have a slow connection or you connect a lot, you probably don't want to have it check every time you connect. So we're going to press Alt-O to get to the options.
Send text as line oriented L.
And then we're going to press two control tabs to get to the advanced tab of this multi-tab dialog.
Use section mark. Allow auto preview A.
And then we're going to press tab until we get to firmware.
Warn. Check for send it. Edit box. Software. Firmware.
And we press space.
Cancel. Button. Dialog. Bookport firmware update. There is an update available for Bookport firmware. You are currently using version 2.0.0.2 beta. The latest version is 2.1.0.0. Do you want to install the update now? Default. Yes. Button. Details. Button. W. No N. Button. Yes, Y.
Button. Okay, so we see there's three buttons here, a yes, a details, and a no. If we want to read about what's new with this version of the firmware before we install it, we
details.
Go to the details button, press the space, and let's listen.
Bookport firmware revision history. What's new in Bookport firmware? American Printing House for the Blind, Incorporated. Revision history when updating firmware. Be aware that the unit announces several audio messages, so when you disconnect the device from the USB port after a firmware update, please have the earphones attached. When the update process begins, you will hear, code update started. Please do not press any keys, then you will hear the numbers 1, 2 and 3. There will be a delay before you hear 3. After the code update, BookPort will reset itself, and you will hear its start up message consisting of the message BookPort ready followed by the new version number. After the version number announcement, the unit updates code and messages, and you will hear a message for each of these. Finally, if the update contains any Spanish pronunciation rules, the unit will announce that it is uploading the Spanish rules. When this process is complete, the unit will announce done. You are then ready to enjoy the new features. Version 2.1 June 2005 adds the ability to delete folders link.
And you see, when you read about these new features, there's links to the documentation in the manual. So let's
delete folders link.
So if we read about this feature,
the adds the ability to delete folders link.
So if we want to read about this new ability to delete folders, we could just press on that link. Well, it usually doesn't take this long. Our network connection must be really slow today. Let's tab away for
BookPort firmware update. BookPort users manual Microsoft Internet Explorer.
It's still loading.
Top. Bottom. Bottom.
Well, we'll give it another minute or two here, but actually my connection from home is quite a bit faster than the one from here at work, and it only usually takes a second or two to get this. This is very unusual. I think we'll probably give up here in just a second, but the idea is, under normal circumstances, if you wanted to read about that, you could press that link and it takes you.
Delete file or folder B. You may press B and E together to delete the current file or folder. When you press B and E, BookPort responds. Press again to delete this file or another key to cancel. To delete the file, press the B and E again, and BookPort responds. File deleted. After deleting the current file, BookPort makes the previous file the current file. When the current file is a folder, BookPort deletes the folder and all its contents. Due to the amount of time it may take to complete the request, to delete an entire folder, BookPort announces, deleting. Then confirms when the action is complete. If the current file is locked, BookPort will not delete the file until you unlock it. If there are files in the current folder that are locked, BookPort tries to delete all the files in the folder and all subfolders except those files that are locked. If you accidentally press the delete command, you may press any other key to cancel the action. Settings keypad 0 of the setting.
Okay, and that's that feature. So we can press the back command to go back to where we were to continue reading, which of course is Alt left arrow in Internet Explorer.
D changes the behavior.
And we're...
D adds the ability to delete folders visited link.
And then let's just continue reading on.
Delete folders visited link. D changes the behavior when navigating folders to announce only the folder name, not the entire path as in earlier versions. Debug fix lost search string after connecting to USB. The search term is now maintained. D changes the behavior after disconnecting from USB when updating firmware. The unit no longer attempts to start the update process if any of the files is missing. Firmware version 2.0 May 2005.
Okay, then it goes into talking about the previous version of the firmware. So when we're done reading about this, we can close this Internet Explorer window.
Details.
And we're right back to where we were on Yes, No, or Details. So we'll hit Shift-Tab to select Yes.
Yes, Y. Firmware.
And press the space bar.
F. Dialog. Button. Property sheet. Property sheet. Options. General. Sections. Advanced. Allow auto preview. Checkbox. Unchecked. Audible.com. Group box. Activate. V. Dialog. Sending firmware update.
mind. It's being sent to the book port right now. Get your tones for feedback.
Okay. Button. Dialogue. Book port transfer. The new firmware has successfully been sent to the book port. The update process will start when you disconnect the book port from the USB port. Default. Okay.
All right, firmware. We'll press the OK button. And now we'll just reach over and disconnect the USB from the book port, and you'll hear the messages that the firmware is being updated.
Book port 2.0.0.2 ready, code update started. Do not press any keys. 1, 2. Defaults restored. Book port 2.1 ready. Please wait while messages are updated. Message update complete. Wait for application update. Application done.
Okay.
Load Spanish update. Spanish done.
We now have the new version of the book port firmware installed, and we can verify that by pressing the A plus C command.
Version 02.01.00.00, serial number 10100173 1.
And it does confirm that we have the new version. What I'm going to do now is take a card out of my card reader. First, let me shut down iPodder, the podcatching software. And I just, the reason I want to use this card is because it has a lot of folders on it that I probably don't need.
Studio recorder email doc tech update volume my compute window options studio email doc tech update.
Well, I don't have iPodder running, so I can go ahead and take that card out of the card reader, and I'll remove the current
card
from the book port. Put my podcast card in.
Book port 2.1 ready.
And I'm going to move to a folder called Podcasts.
Last file. Memo folder. Notes folder. MAR folder. Talk 60. Talk 60. Keep folder. Podcasts folder.
And I'll open that by pressing
Blind
2.
Blind Cool Tech folder.
Now, Blind Cool Tech, let's see what that's got in it. That's
file,
our
BCT8
show.
BCT8 MP3.
All right, I've read all these.
Last file. BCT8
MP3.
The new,
just the one from yesterday, I guess that is, let's see. Blind Cool Tech, number 8. Yeah. All right, so I'll back out of this folder.
Blind Cool Tech folder.
And I can just delete it by pressing the B plus E.
Press again to delete Blind Cool Tech folder. Blind Cool Tech folder. Delete it, the Dave Ramsey Show podcast folder.
And I don't care about the Dave Ramsey Show either for today.
Press again to delete the Dave Ramsey Show podcast folder. The Dave Ramsey Show podcast folder. Delete it, Geek News Central folder.
So that shows you it doesn't really matter how many files you have in the folder. It'll just delete the whole folder. And also you'll notice I'm in a folder called Podcasts, and with the previous version of the software, every time you'd move to a new folder,
Adam Curry Daily Source Code folder,
instead of saying Adam Curry Daily Source Code folder, it would say / podcast / Adam Curry. So, you know, that was kind of annoying. So let's open up this.
File DSC 2005-614 MP3.
So there's the daily source code for 614.
Delta Sierra Charlie 1904.
Superior Court of the State of California for the County of Santa Barbara.
And that must be about the Michael Jackson trial. So that really is the two main things besides the bug fixes that we discussed. About version 2.1 of the bookport firmware. You will also need to update your bookport software. The software update, I think I mentioned, takes care of a problem where we accidentally enabled people who weren't interested in being beta testers. They started getting notified about betas, so this version 2.1 of the software corrects that issue. Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Larry Skukon. This is Blind Cool Tech.